We just got to go to the machine lubricant factory. 80%
my fault.
No. God, no.
I like how we had the same reaction.
That's not the right percent.
No.
Oh. I'll give you 20%.
That sounded like it hurt and felt good.
I don't know. We're going to find out together. I wonder if the mic picked that up. If the mic picked that up, that's the start.
Crick.
Crack, 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 crack. Welcome, everybody, to Capes and Scales! Yay! Woo! It's been a minute since we've been able to get together.
Yeah, it's quite a minute.
It's been severals.
It feels like years.
It does feel damn near a year. I'm Tim.
Cliff.
I'm Olivia.
I wasn't expecting you to point to direct us.
It's been a while. We're rusty. But yeah, welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. We're doing the thing again.
Yeah.
We have no topic this time.
Nope.
I figured there was enough to talk about. It's been a minute for Cliff and Olivia on here, and all you've heard me talk about were movies, or tell Schuster he's dumb. So
I'm here for both of those kinds of content.
You want to talk about Schuster and how dumb he is?
Sure.
Schuster.
I got all night.
All night. You know what? I have a funny Schuster story. So you may recall, do you remember in the store, the comic book store, 30 North Main Street, Glassboro, New Jersey, there was a Schuster comic that I created?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It was cleverly made out of a comic called Shutter from Image, and I just changed a letter and it was Schuster, and it just kept taking on a life of its own. A customer came in who was an older customer who hadn't been in a while because they moved away kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, Schuster has his own comic? I was like, yeah. They're like, I want it. How much? $5. Done. I go, you got it. So that's pretty silly. And then when I saw Schuster after that, he was like, wait a minute. Where's my book? It's gone.
Was this the other day when I was there?
Yeah. You probably were there. You were there. You remember.
I think so. Yeah, because you were busy.
I was very busy.
Yeah. But you looked thrilled because it was like, myself and Snoff came in.
No, there was a good
Schuster,
group of people.
Schuster was there.
And then Schuster came in and just...
Yeah. Arnold was there.
Arnold's funny.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoy Arnold. He's got a certain sense of humor.
Yes.
But, and then I was like, well, somebody asked to buy your book, and it's gone now. He's like, who? I go, oh, I can't tell you. And I never will. So he just knows he has an admirer out there who would pay $5 for what is essentially a very poorly drawn picture of him on top of a different book.
Well, does this person know it's actually another comic book with Schuster's picture on it?
I believe so, but I don't care.
I'm going to choose to think that they never open that sleeve and they're keeping it shut forever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hope they slab it. It's the Schuster edition.
Yeah.
Schuster number one. What would they do? Would they be like, I guess we gotta do it.
I don't know.
Because it's original art. As long as they saw me draw it. I guess if they didn't see me draw it, it'd be Green Label.
Right. Mm.
It seems like it's a Schuster book, is what they would have to write. Seems like Schuster number one. Formerly Shutter number one.
Right.
Shout out to Shutter. Good job. Good job on making a book that Shutter. I turned into a joke. It's about a girl who does photography, and I think there's, like, weird aliens or something.
Okay. As opposed to normal aliens.
No, these ones are weird. They're all just, like, wearing scarves and stuff.
Got it.
Yeah, I don't trust that.
No. They don't have glowy fingers and probes.
You're all about the probes?
The glowy fingers.
Oh, what about the probes?
I mean, the normal aliens have them. The weird ones are the ones with the scarves.
Oh, that's fair.
Shout out to Shudder, the horror movie streaming service.
Mm. There you go.
Because they're getting popular.
They are. They've really been moving moving along there.
Movies, movie topic.
Whoa.
I don't know.
Movies.
Are you gonna watch Deathbed?
I have not watched Deathbed yet. I will watch Deathbed.
But when I saw Deathbed, you were the first person I thought of.
I'd like to think you just instantly saved that picture and said,
I did.
Perfect. Yeah, out of the two you sent me, I was like, they both look great, but
I didn't send you the second one.
Oh, okay.
The second one was Tom.
Okay. Well, you guys know me so well. Yeah, Deathbed will be watched.
I saw Deathbed and my brain went, Deathbed? Tim needs to know about this.
I do. I do, correct. Oh, man. So many movie reviews. Speaking of the movie reviews, they're doing well. Thank you, everybody who's been watching those. I guess I kind of decided to keep that going since it was weekly and I only had so much time. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. I love you two more than Max. Oh, God, don't hit me again.
No. I think I love Max more than the two of us.
Oh, that's for sure. Well, Max is kind of lovable.
Yeah.
Hi, Max.
Hi, Max. I have been listening to those. They're good.
Thanks.
They are.
We really got to get that Rotten Tomato thing going, though. That's I just don't know people who care enough to go on their Apple Music and say, hey, this is a thing.
I'll have an Apple, any Apple, anything.
Yeah, I don't either.
Yeah.
I'll figure it out.
Perfect.
We'll hack Apple and...
Yeah.
It'll be simple, right?
I think so. I think it's going to be very easy. Yeah. That's why everybody does it. But yeah, I definitely want that Rotten Tomato. I just figured that would be so much better. It's a nice little badge of honor attached to the website. I really want to mess with the website, people. I look at the website and I start to hate it sometimes. But then I'm like, I can't start dismantling this thing. I will lose my mind.
Mm-hmm.
And because I've done it many times before and lost my mind. It looks good on mobile. Was one of the main reasons I kept it. But I don't know.
Yeah.
She's like, no.
Who uses websites anyway?
Ah, man. You're not wrong.
It's all about the whatever.
Apps and widgets.
Your Twitters and your Instagrams.
You're not wrong.
Yeah. So.
It's weird, like, with... Like, the movies effectively being shut down.
Right.
It's weird, like, not having, like, the blockbusters coming out.
It's
very weird.
And, like,
the big movies to see. Because, like, at least for myself, like, there's still some movies that's, like, I'll watch that on my TV. And other movies, it's like, oh, no, I really want to see that on an obnoxiously large screen.
Right.
With, like, the dumb surround sound system.
I mean, I watched Bill and Ted. And I, like, kind of wished it was on a big screen. Because it was just, like, loud musical stuff. Just blast. I wanted that surround sound just blasting my head off.
Yeah.
That's what I wanted. Yeah, I don't know. There hasn't been too many. I mean, I guess Tenet. We wanted to see Tenet, right? And that like, kind of, sort of had a release, but not really.
Yeah, it did really bad, apparently.
It's a shame. I hope they re-release it.
I think it's coming to streaming next month.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, I read a review, and they basically said it was, like, Christopher Nolan got to Christopher Nolan.
He went too many layers deep.
He out Christopher Nolan himself.
Yeah, like, he overdid it.
That's possible. Good, he got it out of the system.
Yeah, like, that was a movie, like, I wanted to see in, like, IMAX.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like, just from the previews, like, you need to see that on as large of a screen as you can possibly see it on.
I think things are going to blow up.
Right.
I hear you.
Though, well, you've been watching a lot of, like, different TV series and stuff.
I have?
Oh, well, I have, and you've been watching some of them with me.
You've been watching me watch them.
We watched Queen's Gambit.
How was it?
Yes. That was very good.
Yeah.
Nice.
And, yeah, there's been a bunch of comparison to, like, if you're on, like, the Magic Circuit or, like, that gaming circuit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And, like, what that's like. So, it's very, like, yeah, reminiscent of that.
Interesting.
I follow Chris Pakula on Twitter. And for those of you who don't know who Chris Pakula is, he has his own Magikard. He is the meddling mage.
He sure is.
He's like the 98 world champion, so he got his own card made after him. And he had tweeted out, like, if you just got done watching the second episode and you don't have, like, that hype from going to an event, you need to turn in your gamer, like, your tabletop gaming card. It's like, yeah, watching it, just, like the rush of, like, doing well and, like, being, like, the underdog, but, like, sweeping your way to the top. It's, like, really, it was really cool.
Very cool.
And yeah, very compelling. Like, the story was really well done.
Nice.
Yeah.
It's based on a book.
Boo. Books. Boo. Movies books. Are quicker.
It was, I think it was 7 episodes.
Yeah. 7 hour long episodes.
Yeah. And I've been watching The Right Stuff.
Oh, yeah. How's that?
On Disney Plus.
That's the NASA thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've been enjoying it, but okay. I like the main actor in it. Patrick J. Adams. He was on Suits.
Suits is great.
He was Mike Ross.
Perfect.
He plays John Glenn.
Perfect.
Have been enjoying it.
He's a little young for John Glenn, don't you think?
Actually, for when the movie takes place, he's a year older than John Glenn was.
Really?
Yeah.
That's funny.
So it's weird when you're watching a period piece like that. Like, I guess this takes place in, what, the 60s?
50s.
50s?
Late 50s, and it moved into the early 60s.
Yeah, it's just, like, you know how the characters are obviously dressed like they're in that era. It's just, like, it's young old people, and you're watching, like, I don't know how to explain it. But, like, it's like, yeah, that's definitely, like, an old guy, but he's, like, he's young.
Those damn young old guys. Throwing us off, being all old or young.
I guess sort of like on that like idea, like the young old people, like I've forget when I saw, but there's a picture of like people in the past, and it was like, I'll say all pictures of people from like 1970 and before. Mm-hmm. And it was like, here's a picture of this guy. And it was like, how old do you think this person is? And it was like, I was like, I don't know, probably in his like 50s. Like, this guy is 31. And it's just like, oh. And then like, there was a picture of Otis Redding.
Okay.
He died when he was 26.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
He is 26 going on like 50 in that picture.
Yeah.
That's wild.
Yeah.
So I'd have never known. I would have never thought that.
Yeah, so it's like crazy, like looking at him. Like one was like a hockey player, and like he already looked like that, like grizzled old man. He was 38.
Jeez.
Like he looked like he was like halfway into the grave. Just like how
hard
like
times.
Yeah, it's just like weird. And now it's like you see people, like, oh, that person's like 53. Like really? Like yeah. Really? They're in their 50s?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's like I wonder what like changed.
Our food has a bunch of additives and.
Fair enough.
The preservatives are actually preserving us.
Oh yeah, they're preserving.
You look at like yeah, Keanu Reeves. He's like doesn't look a day over. I don't know, 20 years ago.
I saw a picture of him more recently, and he looked like he was finally getting older. Like in like one of like the set photos from like Bill and Ted,
because he didn't have the beard or the mustache yeah. or anything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Bill and Ted was a lot of fun.
Oh, I know you talked about it on. Tapes and Scowls.
Mm-hmm.
But I really enjoyed Hamilton.
Oh, yeah. Hamilton was awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hamilton was fantastic. We should go see Hamilton.
I would go see Hamilton. Like, that was amazing. Like, I enjoyed every minute of it.
It was super good. Super, super good.
Yeah.
I wasn't expecting it to be bad, but I'm not a huge musical guy. So I'm just like, I don't know what I'm going to get. And I'm not a huge rap guy. I like some rap, but like not a huge rap guy either. So I'm like, I'm just gonna. This is you know for the experience to see what it is. And
right.
It was. It's my highest rated movie actually right now.
Mm-hmm.
Gave it a 9.5 yeah, out of 10.
And I like everything went into like how they filmed it over like 3 nights.
Isn't that awesome?
And like one of the nights was in no audience.
No audience, so they could get the shots up on the stage.
Yeah, which is like crazy.
Yeah.
But I think it's cool that they all agreed to get back together to do that.
Right. Because one guy stepped down. The one mm-hmm. guy, yeah, the newer King George.
Yeah, to let the guy from Mindhunters come back. He did such a good job.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then he said his walk is silly in it because the crown's like 8.5 pounds. That's how he had to move to not have it fall off of his head.
Oh, that's funny. Oh, Kristoff from Frozen. Good job. I wonder if he's the connection that got it onto Disney Plus. He probably is, right? You just assume so?
No, Miranda wrote all the songs in Frozen.
Oh.
Frozen? No. Uh-oh. He wrote the songs in Moana.
Moana.
Oh, I didn't see that one.
That one's good.
It's got good songs, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was...
One really catchy one.
Gotta avoid that one like the plague.
Yeah. You'll know the one.
Is it The Rock singing it?
No.
We just recently went to New York like to get away and go hiking. And as we were walking up, I told her I had, like, a song stuck in my head. I had one of the songs from Hamilton stuck in my head.
Yeah.
But I only knew a small part of the song.
So you just over and over these, like, 3 words?
Mm-hmm. I was, like, going insane walking up this mountain, aside from just having...
Was it about the room where it happens?
Yes. No. It was that song, mm-hmm. and when Leslie Odom Jr. sang Burr's song.
Was it Wait For It?
Yeah.
Okay.
He was so good in that.
Yeah.
He was amazing.
They're all amazing. I think that works in their favor, like, how you were saying, like, you're not really a musical person, like, you kind of like this, you didn't think it was going to be that bad, but you didn't think you were going to be into it.
I was ready for it to be.
And it's just like, oh, this is way better than I expected. Right.
Yeah, I was like, it's going to be like a 6 or a 7. It'll be good, because I know everybody likes it. And
mm-hmm.
But then again, I'm also thinking, like, how do you make a stage production into a movie? That might go against you. That's possible.
But how they did it was...
How they did it, it was perfect.
Yeah, I imagine, like, from your perspective, you went in, like, thinking, like, at worst case, I'll understand why people like this.
Mm-hmm.
It may not be my cup of tea, but, like, yeah. I will see and appreciate why people think this deserves all the praise it's getting.
I don't mind theater, I don't mind plays, and I don't mind musicals. I'm just not a huge musical guy. I guess you don't know what you're getting. With a musical, if you don't know it, you know, and you're just like, I'll just try this one. It's like, oh, you might get like all hoedowns, and you're like, oh no. It's like, what did I sign up for? No.
Yeah.
I was down for just one single hoedown, and no.
Yeah. And I'm not like a big rap guy either, but like all the songs were great.
Mm-hmm.
Like the Skylar sisters, the one, like the main sister, she could really sing.
Yeah. Yeah. I thought the sister was better though, but she didn't have as many mm-hmm. songs.
Yeah. The older sister?
The older sister. I don't remember her name, mm-hmm. but the older sister.
She was in that movie we watched while we were in New York with Oprah.
Oh.
Oprah.
We watched the Immortal Life of Henrietta Lacks.
Hmm. Interesting.
That was very good. That's also a book, but it's based on a true story.
Coming around on these books.
That's about a woman whose cells got harvested in the 50s. She had ovarian cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And while they were treating her, they harvested her cells. And apparently the doctors then were doing this to a lot of patients and not telling them, trying to find somebody's cells that they could get to split forever. Her cells are still being used today.
Wow.
For doctors to perform studies on, to like test medicines, to see how things work against everything. Like, so because they did this, a bunch of like viruses have been
eradicated
because
wow.
they did. So like, it's shady.
The good shady.
And like,
wow.
Like, fucked up.
Like, yeah. The way they did it was unethical, but
right.
it was.
But would it have happened otherwise?
Yeah.
But yeah, so I would definitely check that movie out. And we were talking about this, like, Oprah's fucking amazing.
Oprah's cool.
Like, as an actress.
As an actress.
Oh, yeah, no,
yeah.
She's good as an actress.
Yeah.
I ain't messing with Oprah.
Yeah.
Oprah's the best. Give her all the awards.
Right.
Best supporting actress, best actress, best actor. She can do it all. I don't care.
Yeah, she was great.
I ain't fighting Oprah. Oprah, great.
Oprah.
I finished watching both seasons of The Tick on Amazon. Did you guys watch that one?
No.
Really funny. I watched it with my wife, and my wife, sometimes she's into the silly and the stupid, and other times she's not. Every time The Tick said anything, she was hysterically laughing. Which I'm like, aw, you like a thing. That's great. And he did have great, great one-lines.
It's Warburton, right?
No, that's the Fox one from a few years ago. It's, God, what's that guy's name?
I wasn't sure if they brought him
back. Is it like a new one?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's from 2018 and 19, I want to say. They only did the two seasons, which sucks because they left it open for a third. And I was like, no, do it, do the thing. And they didn't, but it was really good. You know, I mean, never say never, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I still think it's worth watching, even though you don't get a proper ending.
Yeah.
100% off.
Have you watched season 2 of The Boys?
I haven't started it yet. I'm debating if I want to just blow through it or if I want to wait for my wife. If I wait for my wife, I might watch it by 2023.
I watched Cobra Kai.
How was that?
The first season was great.
Second season, not so much?
I didn't like the one character that came back. Mm. Have you watched it?
Mm-mm. No, Max was raving about it. But he's only seen the first season
the
as
first
well.
The first season
so
is amazing. And then the second season, a character comes back, and like the show just sort of started going downhill for me.
Is it Hilary Swank?
No.
Okay.
No, it isn't.
Because it should be.
Right.
I'm the next one. Sit down, Hilary. I like it.
I want to complain about something.
Yeah.
We were supposed to go to Las Vegas.
Okay. I'd complain about that if you didn't go.
Yeah, we were supposed to go to Las Vegas.
Yeah.
But, you know, pandemic.
Sure.
So the one show we were supposed to go see got canceled. We never got refunded for it, and they canceled.
Boo.
The other show we didn't get refunded for.
Boo.
Our hotel refunded us.
Hooray!
The airline would not refund us.
Mm.
They gave us a credit that we had to use within 90 days on another flight. So, yeah, fuck you, Frontier.
Hey!
Never travel with them. Called their customer service multiple times. They could not have cared less.
Oh, Frontier. Gotta find a new Frontier.
Thank you.
Can I interest you in Delta? No, I can't. I know.
It just, like, sucked. And, like, and somebody was like, well, why don't you just go? I'm like, because there's going to be nothing to do in Vegas at the end of July.
Right.
That was right after, like, their mayor was like, yeah, we'll just decide that the pandemic doesn't exist.
Right.
And we can be, like, the test grounds to see how bad it really is. And it's like, oh, okay.
That's not the place that you should make the test place.
No.
There's already enough stuff flying around in Vegas.
Yeah. Right?
Shout out to Vegas. What up? They listen. They're in the analytics.
Yeah.
They love it. Actually, our biggest state outside of New Jersey, where we are, is California.
Interesting.
California loves us. Many different cities, what I can't think of right now. But the analytics are new. I'm trying to learn the analytics. Mm-hmm. It's not a complete analytic in my eye. It's like it's going through Spotify, but I don't know if it's counting other things. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, Anchor. Anchor, tell me, Anchor. Anchor, Anchor. Anchor, Anchor. Hey, we should pause and put in the Anchor ad now.
Anchor?
Anchor.
Anchor?
Anchor.
Anchor.
Anchor?
That's different.
Oh. Anchor. Anchor, Anchor, Anchor. Anyways, welcome back from that awful ad that I recorded. hope I remember to put that in. It's funny either way.
Right.
Ooh, have you guys been watching wrestling at all?
Yeah.
Yeah, sort of.
Now, did you watch the most recent episode of NXT UK?
No.
Walter versus Ilya Dragunov? Holy shit.
Yeah, I heard it was like super brutal.
Oh my god.
Uh-oh. We need to watch it.
Oh my god.
We need to pause
they
and watch
were just,
right now.
They were just... I mean, and this is fairly nonsense. They were just covered in welts. They just destroyed... They were like, hey, let's go harder. Yeah, let's go harder. Dragunov, I love. I've always enjoyed him. But his selling, I actually thought he was hurt. I could not tell. Okay. Like, he took so many bumps to the head area, head and shoulder area. Mm-hmm. I was just like, if he's selling, I'm sold. Like, he is doing such an insane job. It was awesome. It was just such a good match.
Yeah.
I don't know. Who beats Walter, like, at this point?
Yeah.
I don't know. What do you think of Pete Dunne
love it.
Being with Pat McAfee?
Love it. Pat McAfee. Who knew?
See, I got... hot take. I got so bored.
Sure.
During that promo.
Sure.
Like,
he's new to promo.
So bored.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's... I understand why they did what they did.
Yeah.
Because Ridge Holloway got hurt.
Yes.
And he was definitely supposed to be the leader.
Absolutely.
And the one that broke Era up and whatever. But I don't see why Oney, Lorcan, and Danny Burch,
yeah.
Like, just instantly aligned. And, like, Pete Dunne is great. And, like, he looks like he's in, like, ridiculous shape now. Like,
yeah.
He came back. Jack.
Yeah, he spent this pandemic getting himself in shape, but he looks like he doesn't want to be there.
Sure.
Like, doing it. Like, he looks like he's annoyed that, like, there's, like, this small, like, comic routine. Like, he looks like I'd rather just be, like, beating the piss out of literally everyone.
I love Pete Dunne. Pete Dunne can do no wrong in my eyes. Mm-hmm. I think he's amazing. Maybe he beat Walters. Put it back on him. No one will see that coming. It's like, we kept them apart for a very long time. Right. Now Pete Dunne.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Definitely. Did you watch the Balor-O'Reilly match, right?
I love that match. How did that match not get 5 stars? Dave Meltzer, I'm asking
I think
you.
Because the end seemed rushed, and that's because Finn was hurt.
Still, it was pretty good.
Did you see somebody ask Jericho what he thought about that match, and why AEW doesn't have more matches like that?
Oh, what did he say?
Jericho's response was, what, you mean having people get hurt all the time?
Oh, Jericho. I'm enjoying AEW. I love Eddie Kingston. I don't know if you followed him at all, but just like... Old hardcore guy, just super New Yorker, and just like he cuts the best promos ever. He's in a program with Moxley. I think they're fighting tonight.
Yeah.
It's so good. Like, we could just watch his promos for hours. And he says he doesn't have a thought. He has like a loose idea in his head, and he just goes out there.
He's probably given a bullet point to talk around.
And he is so good. Like, the one he just did with Moxley before this is one of the best. And Moxley looked great too. Like, I'm like, Moxley's going to look weak next to Kingston, but they made it about his mother, and it was fine.
No, but do you think Kingston has any chance of taking the belt off Moxley?
I think he has a chance, but it's not huge. It would definitely be cool to put it on a guy who's not a WWE guy. Mm. I mean, he showed up at Impact, but he showed up everywhere, so it's kind of like, eh. But just to put it on an old-school hardcore guy would be kind of fun. I mean, Moxley's technically an old-school hardcore CZW guy, right. too. But it would just be great because he's not... Eddie Kingston didn't just come from WWE. WWE did offer him a contract when he did that match with Cody, and he was the surprise guy that came out.
Okay.
They tried to steal him.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, yeah, I asked my mom what I should do. And she was like, I'm a total mama's boy. And he was like, what should I do? And she was like, you know they're just going to treat you like shit. Go to the other place. You don't know. They might treat you good.
Cody got his last name back.
Did he?
Yeah.
Exciting.
He announced it after AEW went off the air. WWE gave up like the fight of trying to keep the Rhodes name.
I mean, isn't it just a nice thing to let him have it?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they've been nice-ish to each other, the whole Bash at the Beach thing or whatever, and like they love Dusty Rhodes. Dusty Rhodes made up with WWE, and he was a super huge right. part of all their current superstars
right.
training, especially their promo and program. Like,
I mean, Goldust, Dustin yeah. left on good terms with WWE.
He did.
Like, he did whatever they asked of him, and then just walked out when his contract ended.
Yeah.
Like, no, nothing. I watched a thing online with Dustin. It was, like, one of those, like, inside the ropes things.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, I got a Taker story, because everyone's been posting, like, Taker stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Because, like, this Survivor Series is, like, the last Taker, whatever, like, that's what they're billing as.
Right.
He's, I got a years. Taker story. Like, he goes, Taker and I always got along. Like, we came up around the same time. Like, we always had, like, a respect for each other. And I was in a feud with him. You know, it's the heart of, like, me doing, like, the whole androgynous thing, like, yep. being weird. And Pritchard comes up to me. And I want to pull a rib on Taker. And Dustin's like, oh, shit. Because he's like, yeah, Taker's the you know, locker room leader at the time. Like, I guess imagine the majority of his career he was.
Yeah, definitely.
And so he goes over, he goes, Taker's down. Like, I get him down, and, like, I'm winning at that point. As soon as we go to commercial, I just get right in front of his junk. And I just start rubbing it. And I'm doing, like, the licking thing at the camera and the crap. And there I am. I'm just going up and down Taker. I am all over his junk. As soon as I know the commercial's ending, like, you know, we go through the finish then. That match ends, and I ran out of the ring and hit in the back. Because I know he's going to come through Gorilla pissed off. And he goes, the match ends, Taker comes back, and I just hear him screaming for me. Angry. He's like, oh shit, oh shit, oh shit. And then I hear Pritchard going, Mark, no, it was my idea. I told him to do it to you. It was a joke. I was just playing a joke on you. And then as soon as I heard Taker calm down, I poked my head out and we were okay.
Man. What's your favorite Taker match? Is there a Taker match that stands out to you? Either of you?
I guess the Hell in a Cell. With Mankind, I guess.
It's very infamous.
Yeah. So, like, for myself, I didn't watch much WWE growing up. So, like, I never watched it, and I never could see any of the pay-per-views because, like, I didn't have that at home.
Right.
So, like, my experience with, like, Taker outside of, like, seeing, like, stuff online or whatever was, like, when I started watching it again, I guess, in high school? Like, sure. Right after high school, so, like, 2009.
Right.
So, like, I missed a lot of the Ministry of Darkness.
You missed Biker Taker.
I caught the tail... I was watching off and on and, like, caught, like, some of Biker Taker.
Okay.
And Biker Taker doesn't bother me.
He's fine.
Like, it's whatever. Mm-hmm. He wanted to do it. Who in WWE is going to argue with him if he says wants to do a thing?
Nobody.
Right. So, like, it's whatever. But I don't know, like, a lot of his matches are good. I guess, like, the Michaels matches are, like, cop-out ones because, like, they're just great. Like, the Mankind one is probably, like, a cop-out match because of, like, just what it is.
But that's fine.
Right.
It really is, because those are the two that kind of pop in my mind as well.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I remember, like, oh, I like the biker stuff. That was fine, but I can't tell you a match.
Right.
Off the top of my head. I think he fought Brock a lot, but, like, I don't remember.
There was a
match? Maybe, WrestleMania 15? No?
I wasn't watching wrestling.
Maybe. I don't know. But, yeah, No, I remember I was watching wrestling in sixth grade, and that was when, it was Undertaker and Kane.
Sure. Their feud was good.
The thing.
Kane's, first appearance is, like, one of the best in wrestling.
It's awesome. It's so good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So very good.
I'm looking up what happened at WrestleMania 15.
Yeah, who did Taker fight at that one? I'm gonna guess...
Oh, no, I'm thinking 17.
That changes everything.
WrestleMania 15 was in Philly.
Ah, that was the... He was in that triple threat? Quadruple threat? Is that a four-way? 17.
It might have been. It looks like...
It was him, Big Show, Man?
So the poster for it... The poster for it's Kane, Sable, Rock, Taker, Mankind, Trips, and Austin.
Hmm.
Well, he definitely wouldn't have been the preliminary match. That's for sure.
We're just going to open up with Taker. Let's get that right out of the way.
Oh, man. I don't know.
I can't think of... I want to be able to just be like, it was probably this guy, but I have no...
Oh, that was the Big Boss Man match.
Yeah, Hard Times in Cobb County.
Yeah. Well, didn't he end up hanging him?
Yes.
Was that one?
Yes. He hung him from the Hell in the Cell. Oh, Boss Man. Boss Man's the best.
So
I miss Boss Man.
Another thing I'm looking at online is, like, wrestlers talking about, like, their Mount Rushmores.
Mm-hmm. Boss Man's on it?
No.
Damn.
Somebody was given Angle flack because he's changed his Mount Rushmore.
Why?
I don't know.
Okay.
But it's like, that seems like an odd thing. Like, your opinion of a wrestler can change over time. Like who would you put on a Mount Rushmore? Because I think a lot of it gets down to, like, when did you watch?
When did you watch? Sure. Right.
Well, because if you were, like, 50 and a wrestler, it would be like, you might have George the Animal Steel, Classy Freddie Blassie. You may have them now.
I might.
Yeah.
But, like, you would have wrestlers like
that. Get out of my head.
Right.
Flair. Flair is on mine, no doubt.
Somebody was arguing that Flair shouldn't be on anybody's because it was the same match every time.
So like, what? After he got hurt. It's like, sold out.
Right, but
every
time. Yeah.
Flair would be on mine, no questions asked. Probably Hogan. I feel like you have to put Hogan.
I think that's like a feels bad one, though. Like, you don't want it there.
It does, but like, he was the ultimate good guy and then the ultimate bad guy. He only
and
had...
And the ultimate bad guy. In real life.
In real life. He had moments. I'm sure he's fine. I just watched a video recently. He only took like 26 losses.
Yeah.
Ever.
What Culture did a video where that, they went over each one.
Yeah.
And it was like clean and like...
He only had like 3 or 4 clean ones.
Right. And the Goldberg was one, but they're like, even that's questionable.
Yeah. Somebody was out there dancing around.
Yeah.
It's tough. So, like, Hogan maybe. Savage? I love Savage.
Right.
It's like, okay, but like, all right, do we bring in anybody newer? I love Jericho. Does Jericho make it? I don't know. Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
I love Japanese wrestling.
Right.
I didn't put anybody. Muda? Right. Yeah, like, I don't know.
Wait, it's so hard. Would Okada end up on one?
Maybe.
Like, should he?
Maybe.
Like, you have, like, all those wrestlers that, like...
But then, like, Omega's kind of done more beyond those matches.
Because
right. Omega's the dance partner. So it's like, is Omega better? And I feel like the answer's no in my head. So...
And I feel like a lot of people just go, like, well, Rock, Austin.
Yeah.
But then it's,
that's
like...
That's kind of me. Like...
And that's fine.
I agree with you, like, with...
Damn right. Good job, Olivia.
Like, Flair, Hogan should be up there. Like, as just... If you're looking at all time.
Mm-hmm.
But then should you put Brett on there?
For me, it's like, just because of what I grew up with, it should be, yeah, Taker, Rock, Austin, and Triple H. Mm-hmm. Like, that's
like when
that's
you watch, they were the big four.
Yeah.
Right, like, I feel like a lot of that, and like, for me, I watched WCW growing up.
Yeah, I did too.
So, like, for me, it would be like Goldberg, just because, like, that
Booker
run.
Booker T.
Yeah,
Booker T.
DDP.
Oh, yeah, Paige.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, man, it's so hard. You would just be arguing for days.
But then, like, none of the little guys get anything. Like, could you put Eddie on your Mount Rushmore?
Absolutely.
Like...
Absolutely. He's the easiest one of the littler guys.
Right.
But, like, I love Ultimo Dragon's, like, one of my favorites.
You know? Mysterio?
Nah, fuck him.
Like, then, like, at what point is it like, well, how long has their career lasted and how long have they stayed relevant through their career? Jericho's been relevant for 30
Jericho's
years.
Jericho's super relevant.
Right.
Yeah.
30 years.
And I always think that, and I'm like, am I wrong just because I love Jericho, like, pre-WCW? Like, I was watching ECW when he showed up, and I'm like, who the hell is this guy?
Right.
And just watching him, and then they're like, his partner was Lance Storm on the Indies. I'm like, who the hell's that guy? And, like, ECW taught me a lot. So, but, like, ECW, Raven was awesome. Raven was awesome a lot of places. You know where he wasn't used good at all? WWE.
Right.
So.
Right, and then it's like, yeah, you have, like, people like that. Should Bret Hart be on there as like one of the best wrestlers ever?
Oh yeah. Yeah, it's tough. The wrestling Mount Rushmore. This should be homework and we should come back to this.
I feel like you need more than four because like like you could break it into like category. Like who is the best big man of all time?
Andre.
We'll go like 6'8" and bigger.
6'8" yeah. Quote unquote.
Build height.
Well, I mean
it's Giant Gonzalez, right?
The Mummy.
The Yeti.
Yeah, the Yeti. But, like, I don't know. Should it be Big Show? Because some of the shit he did early in his career.
No, Big Show should definitely be considered. Yeah, he should be on there. If it's a Mount Rushmore.
At least for the amount of face turns and heel turns.
Oh, man, he doesn't even know.
Right. Yeah, because, like, he was great.
Big Show should get it just because he had his Netflix comedy show.
Yeah.
It was not good.
No, I can't imagine. Yeah. He just also got thumb.
Yes. I would think it would favor smaller big men, like your Canes and Takers, that are skinny and just huge and tall.
Like, then you look at like Kane's career, right? He had one world title run.
Did he only have one?
Yep.
That sucks. I thought he got it again later, no?
He definitely should have had more.
He definitely should have. I understood the first one. It was like, take it off Austin. Put it back on Austin.
Mm-hmm.
Marco. I get it.
But like... Yeah, he had one.
I don't know. And, like, people love The Rock, and it's like,
But, like, the time he was great was what? 4 years, mm-hmm. 5 years.
I loved his heel work because that's what got him over. That's what got him towards the top when he was feuding with like Triple H and he was in The Nation. When his feud with Ken Shamrock, if you want to watch something that was awesome, The Rock and Ken Shamrock, all their matches were amazing. In fact, Ken Shamrock just went in the TNA Hall of Fame and The Rock inducted him, which blew me away.
Right.
I'm like, how does that happen? How did they let that happen? Because it's The Damn Rock.
Yeah, they're not going to...
That's how that happens.
Right.
But he's like, yeah, you're really good. And like The Rock's very vaguely referencing just stuff in WWE because he doesn't have any TNA.
Right.
You know,
but Vince isn't going to turn his back on The Rock.
No, there's too much money there.
Right.
You want to come out and set your name on fire?
Right.
All right.
But like, how ridiculous would it be, like, if they build to Roman Rock at Mania?
Please?
Right.
Please do it. Put Roman over?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
And his stuff on SmackDown right now is amazing.
Who knew? Who knew that Paul Heyman knew what he was doing?
Right.
Yeah.
I also like, though, that they're letting them come up with their own stuff.
Yeah. We'll just try this thing I've heard. Creativity. Yeah.
Right.
And then, like, I know we were talking about it in the store, and, like, I know I'm predominantly WWE stuff now because that's, like, all I really watch, but, like, Orton seems to care right now. I don't like that he has the belt.
Yeah, but I mean,
but like,
it didn't make Drew look bad.
No, but Orton seems to care.
It's weird.
He seems to be caring, and everything he's doing is amazing.
It might be because he's going to wind down, you know, in the next few years.
But he said he wants to tie Flair and Cena.
Well, good luck.
Well, he wants 16, and then he wants... He and Cena to have the retirement match together for the title. For a vacant title. And he said that he wants Cena to take it. That Cena deserves to be number one.
Yeah, good politicking there, Orton.
But like, but then bring up Cena. Like, should he be on a Mount Rushmore? He carried WWE for 10 years. Of.
That's a feel-bad pick.
Right, but like...
It's like, all right, well, Edge got him all those world title wins. Do I put Edge up there? Mm-hmm. Doesn't feel like I should, really, but like I kind of want to. I'd rather.
Right. But like,
it's very strange. It's,
does WWE still exist in the form it is today without Cena?
No.
Like?
Not likely. It would have been, if it got there, it would have been one hell of a different road.
Right.
Because who else was, you know, the next Hogan? Like,
right.
The Make-A-Wish guy, you know? Like,
right. He picked the company up and drug it.
I really want The Fiend to become the next Make-A-Wish guy. Just going into hospitals, scaring people. Yeah. Kids love it. Kids love it.
I like that they put Alexa Bliss with him.
Yeah, I'm curious how that's going to play out, but it's not terrible.
Yeah, I think she's good at, like...
Oh, she's great.
The interviewing and all that stuff. And I think they're doing it so she doesn't have to wrestle. So maybe. She doesn't get hurt.
Right. Well, she wasn't getting stale, but she had been in the same kind of thing for a while. Yeah. Her and Nikki Cross, which that's was still just, fine, but...
That seemed like an odd pairing.
Yeah, and I liked it. It was the Odd Couple. It really was the Odd Couple, you know?
I don't like what they did with, like, Otis and Tucker.
Who saw that guy?
Poor Otis.
Poor Otis, eternally.
Poor Tucker.
Like,
heel turn, and then they jobbed him out.
Of course they jobbed him out.
He lost in, like, 2 minutes.
Of course he did.
And he debuted in, like, those button-down Adidas pants. That was his new look.
Oh.
Yeah.
I had those pants.
Yeah, the kind that, what's-his-name rips off every match.
In a sixth grade.
we should all get those pants. That'd be cool.
Oh, my God.
I think it'd be cool.
There's, like... I think last time we were at the outlets, there was, like, a line outside of Adidas.
Oh, for those pants?
For, I don't know.
Yes.
The store.
Hey, they got those pants, don't they? They do.
I'm saying yes about the pants.
I concur. It has to be true. They don't have any other products, to my knowledge.
Yeah. I know I've told both of you this, but I'm going to tell these people now.
Sure.
I got Kyle to draw President Tiny Jazz Hands, and that made me so happy.
He's been drawing up a storm.
That made me so happy. Like, I know, like, Joe posted on Twitter, like, his, like, oddest claim to fame is, like, randomly knowing Kyle Starks. And I'm like, I'm just so happy that, like, he was talking about something. I tweeted him, like, hey, could you make President Tiny Jazz Hands happen? And like 15 minutes later is a drawing of President Tiny Jazz Hands. That like made my night.
Yeah. Kyle, you're the best. But everybody knows that. I've been telling them for years.
Yeah.
Still selling that sex castle.
Yeah.
Every now and then I got to order one in. I'm like, yeah.
Somebody.
Not everybody has it yet. Soon.
He had posted a thing of like all of his books and like the reviews, and Sex Castle did not have the highest rating. They put Sex Castle like a 7 out of 10. He's like, it is, he commented, goes, it is way better than a 7 out of 10.
He's right.
It is. It's like a 13 out of 10.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Numbers. He's just overflowing with goodness.
Yeah.
13 out of 10.
Sex Castle out of 10.
Mm-hmm. One Sex Castle out of 10. What was his highest rated one on there?
It was the most recent one.
Old Head?
What did you say?
Old Head?
No, sorry, the one before that. Kill Them All.
Oh, Kill Them All.
And Rock Candy Mountain.
Rock Candy Mountain was good. I was hoping that would keep going.
Yeah.
I think he was too. Sorry, buddy.
Yeah.
We'll get there.
That was very
we'll
good.
Make them. We'll make them learn. Mm-hmm. What does that mean? I'll make them do thing. Is that Image? Image, I'm looking at you.
Yeah.
Kyle's like, well, Image won't hire me anymore.
Right. Fuck those guys.
They said no to Assassination. That's weird. Assassination was great.
It was. Dave.
Dave. Dave's the best.
Forever be Dave.
He doesn't want to sign the book. I don't blame him.
Team Dave.
Team Dave. I'm going to wear a Team Dave shirt next time.
Fuck those Twilight people. Team Dave.
Team Dave. All day long. Dave for days.
Right. This has really been just a bunch of random nonsense.
This is what people like. They miss the randomness. They're like,
really? Do you people really like this?
I think you're making stuff up.
No, they love it. California loves it.
I think you just say that to make us feel better about how awful our content is.
Well, let's just pretend that was true. So if that was true, aren't I a nice guy making you guys feel great? And then the audience, aren't I a nice guy where you're like, I guess this is better than I thought it was. You're like thinking about it. Like, everybody does love it. I mean, I'm enjoying myself, right? I talk you all into it. It's great. Drink the Kool-Aid.
All right, Jones.
John Paul.
That was Flavor-Aid.
Oh, Flavor-Aid. Flavor-Aid. Never been the same. Man, nobody talks about Flavor-Aid. Good job.
No one talks about Jonestown Massacre.
Actually, we were looking it up on our trip. Because we rode past, what, Jonesville? Yeah. Been watching the third season of Leah Remini's Aftermath. Mm-hmm. She talked about, like, Scientology and stuff.
Okay.
Yeah. Been watching that.
Fun.
It's interesting.
Heartwarming stuff.
Yeah. And then we just watched the episode where she talks about Jehovah's Witnesses.
Ah, yes.
Yeah. It was interesting.
I'm not brave enough to talk about that. Oh, God.
They're coming to get us.
They might. They're more organized than we are.
Yes.
They'd be confused by our unorganization.
They'd be like, we just want to help and maybe tell you about God. And it's like, alright.
You know what? You seem so disorganized. Well, this one's on us. Next time, though, you hear about Xenu.
Ooh. Sounds like fun. Let's just join a religion. A random religion.
We should make our own up.
We could. Padre, help me make a religion up.
Taco Earth.
Taco Earth? You'll definitely get the stoner crowd. And that's going to grow in our local area soon.
Taco Earth.
Cliff, now that marijuana is going to be legal, instead of having like a drunk episode, are we going to get a Cliff Hot
Not episode? Not in the slightest.
No?
Nope.
The contact Cliff?
Never. I'm annoyed that my neighbors ruined my outside experience by smoking outside.
Olivia, you win. Let's do it.
I think Cliff would divorce me.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, I'm very anti that.
Okay. I'll just talk to Max about it. No, I'm just kidding. We should do drunk episodes, though. I know you're down with that.
That's fine.
I quit drinking over a year ago.
Good for you.
That's it. Yeah.
I knew that it was us.
My life's really boring now.
Do you have clarity?
I guess, yeah.
I'm learning about this fun. Clarity. Do you feel happy?
What's that?
Happy.
Well, that in conjunction with, I've been meditating now.
Ooh, now that I like.
I've, free Headspace subscription, thanks to my job.
That's cool.
So that way, you know, that's going to fix all of our mental health issues.
Perfect.
We don't need insurances to cover that.
Here, have Headspace. But I have been meditating for my streak is, I'm on like 145 day streak.
Oh, man.
I think it's been doing something.
Nice. Meditation's cool. Relaxing and not being like a crazy person like me. I respect that.
I don't know how to relax.
Yeah, we don't know how to relax. That's why we're still drinking. But I am very happy to hear that you are not and that you're doing well. That's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
We should preface that it wasn't that she had a drinking problem and that's why she stopped drinking.
She was the wild one. Meditation. What else? What else? You're full of new stuff. What else? What else new?
Oh my goodness.
What else new you want six people to know about in California?
I'm writing a book.
Yes.
The memoir. Mm-hmm. So there's this thing going on in the month of November. It's called NaNoWriMo.
I have a question. Why is it called that?
Because it stands for National Novel Writing Month.
Interesting. Whoa. Okay.
I didn't know there'd be a real good answer. Like, that's what we call it. Shut up.
That's kind of what I was expecting.
Yeah. Go on.
So it's just a challenge for writers to write 50,000 words in the month of November.
Okay.
And like right now, it's the 7th. I am on track to finish.
Nice.
I'm doing a lot better than I thought I was going to.
For those of you that struggle with math at home, that's 1,667 words a day.
Yes.
Thank you. I'm that person you speak of.
So, yeah. I've never written a book before, so I didn't know. I didn't think I was going to be able to do it. But so far, I'm doing it.
Yeah.
And that's all that matters.
So
that I'm doing the thing.
You are doing the thing. And congratulations. So if you complete it, good, bad, indifferent, whatever you think about your end product, you complete it. You do all the days. You do the 50,000 words, right?
Yeah.
Do you do it again next year?
I want to eventually, I want to write fiction.
Sure.
I want to write a D&D campaign. I think that'd be really cool.
That would be fun.
Because I'm interested in, I guess, like fantasy world building and just the plotting and planning process of that.
Right.
Interests me.
Would you want a soft or hard magic system?
See, I need to research my shit because I don't know what that means.
I'd prefer like a medium pace.
Tom's tried doing that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Shout out to Tom.
There's a YouTube channel I was watching that I got onto this YouTube channel because he was doing Avatar videos and talking about like the world building in Avatar and like building the races and like the magic system that's built within Avatar, like with the bending and everything like that. They were really interesting videos, and like he did stuff on Lord of the Rings, touching like D&D and like all like different random fantasy things. I don't remember the name of the channel, but it was good.
Nice. Good things are good.
Mm-hmm.
Good things are good. Mm-hmm. Are you going to do the audiobook version?
Only if there's, like, a need for it.
There's a need. There's a need.
See, I haven't thought that far yet. It's just getting the thing done.
Yeah, no, that's the right answer.
And then
I'm the one jumping all the sharks.
Well, the one conversation we had earlier today before this was, will her book be done at the conclusion of these 30 days, or will it need to continue on past the 30 days?
That's true, because you could finish the requirements but still have more to say.
Right. I think it's going to be beyond 50,000 words.
Okay.
So, yeah, I think I'm going to have to continue writing into December. But then, yeah, later comes the fun part, the editing and second drafting and third drafting. And
it's going to be 50,000 pages long. There should be one word on each page.
Joe, if you're listening, you have to edit Olivia's book. There you go. I took care of it for you. He's an English teacher. He'll do it for funsies while he's listening to like hardcore
music. I don't wish that on anyone.
Yes.
Well, then he deserves it.
It's either him or me, and trust me, grammar is not my strong suit. I'll read the book. That's exciting. I'm happy. I'm happy you're writing a book. That's cool.
Thanks.
You over there just doing nothing. What have you written lately?
I don't write things. People can't read it when I write things down.
Oh no. You have the bad handwriting?
Oh yeah.
You can just type.
Nah, see, I always struggled with the writing of papers and things in school because I'm not good at, as my one teacher put it, including flowery bullshit to make things longer than it needs to be. I've always been a to-the-point kind of person when I tell a story about something.
Cow jumped over the moon.
That's all you need to know.
That's all you need to know. He came back down. I guess if you wanted another story.
I always struggled when it's like, you need to write a 3-page thing on this. It's like, well, I answered it already.
See, I wasn't good at that either. I didn't start writing sooner because school and college kind of ruined writing for me.
School?
Because it just, right, made it not fun and painful. But, yeah, if you write about something you like or are interested in,
it also made reading uninteresting for me. Like, I hate books.
Right, that too.
Because
of school.
Because, like, you have to read this thing. And it's like, I don't care about this. Whatever this thing is that you're saying I need to read.
Mm.
So, like, it kind of puts me off of that. But, like, I can read, like, a 12-page article about, like, some kind of weird finance online. And, like,
I'm just the weirdest finance.
Yeah.
Book of weird finance.
Yeah.
Cliff's Book of Weird Finances. There's a picture of you in, like, that Riddler-looking jacket the one guy had.
Yeah.
What's that guy's name?
I don't know.
What happened to that guy?
I don't know.
Oh, the guy that's, like,
money.
Yeah, he's, like,
money.
Running around with a yeah. big, thick book.
Yeah, he was, like, in D.C., I think, in front of monuments and shit.
Oh, I remember. That's from, like, a long time ago, right? Like, the infomercial?
Yes. Yeah, yeah. Yes.
I have no idea what his name was. Fuck that guy.
It was probably a scam.
Oh man, we have to totally Google him later and see if it was a scam.
It was a pyramid scheme or something, whatever the heck it was.
The information in his book only went so far.
And the that's it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think we're winding down here.
Mm-hmm. I'm feeling like pancakes.
Ooh, yeah. Ooh, yeah. Pancakes over there with the syrup.
And bacon.
Ooh, bacon. Mm-hmm. All right, well, that instantly beats podcasting, so fuck y'all. Peace.
Enjoy your pancakes.
Bye.